welcome to Reformation Platform Media. And now, we present to you God's Word, which is able to save your soul. Please, listen with your heart as the servant of God brings us the Word of Life.
To me, then what will happen? I will answer you. Is that not communication? David, is that not communication? If I said David, David, now some of us will say no, we must call the name of Jesus 7 times. Praise the Lord. He's not dull of hearing. Praise the Lord. When you call the name of Jesus once, in heaven, on earth, and under the earth, all the pillars of the foundations of those places shake once. Praise the Lord. I mean, there are several topics connected to prayer. Another one is praying in the name of Jesus. You understand? But let's just do a summary today. It's communication. But how will I know God will talk to me? He said, call to me. What will happen? I will answer you. When I wanted to start praying, and you see, you must not try to start praying like other people pray. Did you hear what I said? Huh? Pray in your own what? Huh? In your own way. Be simple, be unassuming. It shocks me how God speaks to me about what will happen, about things that concern me or my family, about ministry, or about people, with such precision, with such what? It shocks me. But I don't know how to kneel down. Sincerely, I don't. It's not that I don't want to, but for me, it's like it's hindering me. So if I kneel down for a long time, I get tired. So I may sit down, I may stand up and be pacing. I may just be in a place. Praise the Lord. Please, have I said you shouldn't kneel down if you have been kneeling down? I didn't say that so that you don't misquote me. No, misunderstand me. Whatever method that you want to adopt, because all the postures are scriptural, whether you are prostrating, no, or you are standing, or you are sitting, or you are kneeling, they are all what? There are places in the Bible that we can point you to where people did each of all those things. So they are all scriptural. So, but you find out the one that works best for you. What is most important is make sure that you are communicating. Praise the Lord. It shocked me. So when I wanted to start praying, I opened to that scripture. I said, God, the Bible says that you said, call unto me. I read it. And I saw you said, I will answer you. And I will show you great and unsearchable things which you don't know. So I will say, God, over this issue I'm calling to you. Lord, what are you saying? Then I'll be calm in my spirit. I'll be what? And before I know it, you start speaking. Either from a verse, or you may speak to my heart, or one thing or the other. Praise the Lord. So, prayer is communication. That's the first thing that you need to know. When you say something to God, He talks back to you. And you know, we have different types of prayer. Abi? But I won't be dealing with that today. Because that's another topic 2 entirely. You have almost about 8 or 10 forms of prayer, all of which you must be able to do because you're a Christian. And that's why the way your prayer went today, you heard pastor when he was teaching, said, so there are days that he would just be saying, that's all he can say. Eh? That's a type of prayer. There are other days, it will be another type. Are you getting it now? So, if somebody has mastered prayer of petition and he believes that that's the only thing that is there and scriptural, you know, he will just be shortchanging himself, right? But when we are getting into the nitty gritty of prayer, we will discuss all that. Praise the Lord. So prayer is communication, but that communication is with who? Don't jump to our Father. Wait, I'm trusting God that something will break forth in that place. Because the day me I understood that God is my Father, that ended it for me. Praise the Lord. So prayer is communication with who? With God. And that takes me very quickly to who is God. Psalm chapter 90, not Isaiah. Nobody could even quickly tell me that. Isaiah 90, where did you find it? It is Psalm chapter 90. It's not Isaiah 90. There's no Isaiah 90 in the Bible. Amen. Psalm chapter 90. If you are there, say amen. I'm going to read for you verse 1 to verse 2. Psalm chapter 90, verse 1 to verse 2. Verse 1 says, Lord, I'm reading from, I think, NLT, I guess. Oh, okay, I think it's NCV. Anyway, it says, Lord, all through the generations, you have been our home. You said what? Dwelling place, home. Is it not the same thing? Just two different words. And verse 2, and that's my emphasis. Before the mountains were created, before you made the earth and the world, you are God without beginning or end. Amen. What did KJV say? Before the mountains were brought forth, okay? Or ever thou hast formed the earth and the world from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. Now, that should tell you something. The other person at the receiving end of the prayer, or the other person that is responding to me, the first thing you must learn is not a person. No, sorry. He's not a human being. That's what I want to say. Not that he's not a person. He's a person. Except that he's a divine person. Okay? He's not a human being. He's more than what? A human being. That's the first thing you must understand. So, prayer is communication with who? God. Now, what's the simple definition for the word God? Huh? Please, I don't have time, so we have to be quick. Huh? Supreme being. What is the meaning of supreme? Eh? We are little, Pastor Okolo said, because we spend little time with the supreme being. Amen. Over all. Pastor was saying it here this morning when he said, if you are angry with what a president is doing, you can sack him from your room. Why? Because you have access to the throne room where the supreme being sits. By the time I come to our Father, you will see what happened there. I told you I don't know how to pray the way most people know how to pray, right? You know I said that. But where I sit down, because even though I don't know how to kneel down the way most people kneel down, or close their eyes the way they close their eyes, I close my eyes too, but I don't know. I just did my own way. You understand? And of course, I pray in the name of Jesus because I can't have access except through Jesus. Amen. But what I found out is this. I found out that I kneel in my heart. I do what? I found out that in my heart, I don't even stand up. Amen. Do you understand what I'm saying? Baba would prefer that you kneel in your heart than that you are a rebellious person, but you are always kneeling down. Praise the Lord. Did you hear what I said? Because that's what I found about myself. They were praying in my house about 2 nights ago. Were you there? What did I ask you that you should pray for me? Oh, you were not there. You can't remember. Please, can you remember what I said? What did I ask you that you should pray for me? Okay, that means you didn't remember too. Femi will know. Femi has been my son for a long time. Tell them. What did I say they should pray for me? To know God more? Eh? That was the only one you prayed. No problem. Thank you. At least you prayed. I said, I want to know him more. I want to please him more. I want to be faithful to him. I don't have higher prayer points than that. That's all I pray. Praise the Lord. Are you following now? So, the person that you are communicating with, or the person that you are seeking to speak to, and you are expecting that he will speak back to you, is the supreme being. The highest being. above all the devils. Remember the song? And that's why I love worship songs. Because worship songs show you God. And a lot of us take prayer from such a very, very great height of unbelief and ignorance. Say, God, are you sure you can pay these school fees? If God is sure he can pay school fees. Amen. I was going to go to my house before I rented it to pray that maybe God will, when he looks at me in the house, he will pity me and give me the money. As I was on my way, he said, when you get there, thank me because I have given you the house. Is he the landlord? Eh? But is he not over the landlord? Can't he kill the man? Eh? Does he even need to kill the man? Can't he just change his mind? And the man will not know what he's doing and why he's doing what he's doing. So I got to the place. The carpenter was working in the sitting room. I went to the toilet. I put off my slippers. I put my bare foot on the ground. I said, Father, I just thank you. Because your word says, everywhere the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given to you. I thank you because you have given me this house. Even though I don't have the money, physically speaking, but I know once you have spoken, it is settled. Then I left. They left that house for me for 6 months. That my house on the road. When I paid the 6th month, they said my money will start counting from the 7th month. Let me tell you, there is power with God in the place of prayer. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. Before this Bible school started, teachers, can you remember that one of the days of our leadership meeting, I came and I was saying that God said, over every topic each person will teach, come and meet me on it. Abby? Because while I was praying about the Bible school, that was what God told me. He said, nobody should come as if he knows anything. Come and meet me. He said, there is specifically what I want to say to the people. Shagun, did I say it or not? Huh? But I don't pray the way my wife prays. Ah, my wife, pray machine, no. Me? I don't have that type of strength. Praise the Lord. But she respects me because she knows. She tells me, ah, Abraham, you commune. And that's what I do. That's what I grew up on because there was nobody to teach me. You understand? But I grew up walking with God in practically everything. Praise the Lord. So, because I'm always connected, it's easier. You understand? For me to pick something or to, well, when I ask questions, it's easier for me to just receive the answer. One day I was asking him, why is it that you're always answering me quickly? How am I sure that it is God? Then he said in my heart, before they call, I will answer. While they are yet speaking, I will hear or something. I will hear. I said, yeah. The person that we are speaking to and you are expecting to hear something back from is who? God. That's omnipotent, that's omniscient, and that's omnipresent. So imagine what it's like. One day I sent Seth out to do something for me. Then I was living in Joshua's house. I was a bachelor. Amen. And it took so long time coming and it was late in the night. So as I was about getting bothered about it, I started talking to God about that. Lord, this boy, he's not back yet. Lord, what's happening? Then he said to me, he got delayed on the way because God is there. Am I making sense? I'm the one that is not there. God knows where he is because nothing can be hidden from him. Psalm 139. Abby? Now, he said he got delayed on the way, but as you are talking to me now, he has just entered the gate. He's mounting the staircase like in 5 minutes. And he will come in. That was exactly what happened. Praise the Lord. If you understand who God is, communication with him will be very simple. It will be very what? Call unto me. Abi? And I will answer you. 1 + 1 = what? It's as simple as that. Ah, no, you see, me, the devil, the way has blocked my mind. The padlock you use is the one that they used to use to lock the strong room of banks or Kirikiri prison. The Lord, who when he appears, doors open by themselves. He doesn't touch doors. He's the one that wants to talk to you. So what has anybody used to bind your mind? Praise the Lord. One particular day, there was a boy who, I think his father died, and the man is a polygamist. And because the polygamist had so many wives, and they judged him, after I told him, don't go to that particular place, he went. He was almost running mad at the place. Then when he came back, he said, ah, Brother Brown, I have not slept for 3 days. Ah, hey. I said, is that all? He said, that is all. I said, sleep in this my room, where me and God stay. Let me see how you won't sleep. Let me do what? In the next 15 minutes, someone has not slept for 3 days. I said, leave him there. When it's morning, let him wake up. Praise the Lord. But you see, if whenever you remember me, please pray for me that I should know God. I don't know him. And you see, you will think I'm being humble. But I'm just telling you the simple truth. The more I know him, I know the more I will understand him. And the more I understand him, the easier all these things become. So, the person that you're talking to is omniscient. He knows all things. I remember when I was going to enter into campus, I was frustrated with Nigerian education system, so I didn't read for JAMB. So I had 121 in JAMB. Praise the Lord. And the day they brought the result, the post people, the postmen, I was doing Bible study. Praise the Lord. So as they just brought it, I looked at it, I saw the scores. I said, Lord, this is the scores. What are you saying? You know, many of us, we think that prayer has to just always be, you must become serious. Say, okay, I must thank him first and all that. No. Of course, we enter into his gates with what? Thanksgiving. But I wish my pastor would come and teach that. Oh, God. You know, I found out, it wasn't the Thanksgiving, the normal, this is that day. This before you pray, that day, that the Lord has, oh, I will enter his gate. But thanksgiving as an attitude, then you even mature into thanksgiving as a virtue. Amen. Praise the Lord. So, I said, Lord, what are you saying? He said, go to the school tomorrow because I've appointed you there as a student. 121 in JAMB. But I know him whom I believed. So I said, Lord, I want scriptural confirmation. The Bible says in the mouth of two or three witnesses, every matter is established. Because what you are hearing in your heart must agree with what is written in the book. Amen. So he gave me confirmations about three scriptures. Next day, I called my office that I won't come because I was working then. Then I went to the school. I went with so much faith based on what God has said. Over a failed jam result. Of course, you know what happened. I saw people that helped me. Because when God was saying, I will help you, he had positioned people there. She? My name didn't come out until 4 weeks to exam. First semester exam. But God kept saying what? I have registered you as a student in this school. Amen. The day my name came out, that was the first encounter I had with the faithfulness of God. 4 weeks to exam. Praise the Lord. So, the person we are communicating with is God, and he's our what? Father. Now, let me talk about this. I have a daughter. She's just a couple of months old. But when she smiles, it just makes my world. Praise the Lord. It just excites me. And God tells me, that's how I'm excited about you. Amen. I don't know if I can give my life for my daughter now. But before I even met him, he gave his life for me. Huh? Oh, the day I understood God is my father, I started also, it was about the same period I understood that how much God loved me. You understand? He told me, if I were a school principal, I said, yes, Lord. And you are my son. I said, okay. He said, and you're a student in that school. When you enter into the school, how will you talk to me? Or when you come to my office? I said, I won't talk as a student. I'll talk as your son. Amen. Of course, I will talk in because we're in school environment. Is that correct? Then he said, okay, what about at home? He said, will you use official language to talk to me? I said, no, Lord. I'll talk to you just normally. Like a normal person. Like your son. Praise the Lord. He said, then why are you always so serious when you are coming to pray? Praise the Lord. Oh Lord, our Heavenly Father, thou art great. Eternal Rock of Ages. What you don't understand? Almost two more Eternal Rock of Ages. Eh? Eternal, everlasting, Rock of Ages, something that is immovable. You don't understand it now. Eternal Rock of Ages, I just bless and magnify your name now because you are rapping. You're not praying. You are rapping. You're not praying. God, our Father. The lines are falling upon me in good places. Yea, I have a goodly heritage. That's somewhere in Psalms. So, when you understand that God is your Father, He's not saying He's your religious... I don't know how to explain it. He's not your religious father. Eh? He's spiritually your biological... Father. Whenever there are needs... And they come to me in the house. Hey, Brother Abraham, hey, this has finished. Hey, that has finished. And I said, Lord, and I need this and that. He will say, I have told you, come with your list. That's me, head of a household. So I will now sit down. Okay. Gary, he will say, how many this thing do you want? I'll write it. This one, rice. This one. Like that, like that, like that. If I need to change my clothes, or I need to, I remember a particular month, I needed to barb my hair, I needed 150. And I needed 100,000 naira to pay for something in the house. The 100,000 naira came. The 150 for my hair came because my father loves me. So I'm not so scared of making sure always I have money in my pocket and my bank account is full. No. No. Because I have what? A father. And you see, do you know what the devil did? When the devil made sure that most of our fathers are irresponsible, it was to attack God. So that most Christians will never be able to understand the fatherhood of God. That's why. You know, it's difficult for you. God, my father. Wait. He's God. He is Lord. Let me stay there. He is Lord. Amen. But as He is the Lord of our Lord Jesus Christ, He's also the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So the lordship of God or our servanthood deals with service. Okay? Our sonship deals with our family relationship. Are you getting it now? I don't imagine that my daughter now, maybe when she's a bit older, when she wants to talk to me, she now wears her socks, her sandals, and her school uniform. Then she carries her bag. Then she knocks my door 3 times. When I now open, say, good morning, auntie. Good morning, uncle. We are here. We are very happy to see you. God bless you, sir. I have a request to make of you. I'll ask our mother. I don't care what is wrong with this girl. Because obviously something is wrong. There's a way a child that is mistreated behaves. There's a way a child that is spoiled with love, just lapped with love everywhere, behaves. If the president of a nation has a daughter or a son, okay, that is fond of, do you know that child breaks all protocol? And do you know all protocol officers, what do? They make allowance for that child. Amen. God wants you to break protocol. What does He want you to do? Huh? Is it hands that form the heavens like a canopy? Voice this is the voice that I want. Voice that echoes of the voice that called the world to be reaches out through the ages and now speaks to me. You're my creator, you're my king. So that's who you are praying to. Amen. God, your what? Father. Try,
you see, try him. The next time you need something, write a list. I want new skirts. I want this one. Don't worry. You just write your list. Make sure you write it. And present it. Then keep it somewhere. In a very short while, go and look at it. Almost everything, if not everything, would have been done. And you'll not be able to explain how. Praise the Lord. So, God, our Father. That's who we are communicating with. So, He's not just the Supreme Being. He's what? Oh, and He's crazy about you. What did I say He is? Is it John 15 verse 23 where Jesus said that the world may know that just as God loves him, it's 17:23. You know, Jesus said just as God loves him, that's how he loves you. Let's read it. Open there. John 17 verse 23. Open there. Shago. Please hold on. Yes. And that you love them how? As much as. What is the meaning of as much as? Equal. Is that difficult to understand? The devil has so battered us. So he will make sure that your father will be a very wicked man. That when he's coming and you are hearing his keys, you run under the bed. Then you bring the same wrong mindset into Christendom. My father was, any day my father talks to me, I'm very happy. Was highly intelligent. I had no time. Yeah, I greet him every day, but he just calls me to send me on errand, that's all. So once in a while, when he engages me in a conversation, because he's highly intelligent, I should be so proud of him. Until I'm like, no, I needed somebody else. And Baba, if only I would serve him as a subject, is it not enough? For eternity? Is it not enough? He said, no. I want to go beyond that. I want you to be my son. Praise the Lord. Somewhere in Proverbs chapter 15, he said, the prayer of the righteous, it gives God delight. Have you fallen in love here before? And when you are calling that girl, the way you feel, that's how Baba feels when you call him. Praise the Lord. Our Father, that's who we are communicating with. So, by reason of family relationship, you have direct access. What do you have? All protocols broken. Amen. And that's why it pains God when you still have to go and kneel down before somebody to hear what God is saying. You break his heart. Then you come in, and as you are coming in, you are coming how? Based on what, please? His word. Not based on the circumstances, not based on what is happening, not based on what may happen, not based upon doctor's report. You're coming based on what? What he has said. Why? Because he is the God. Who, if he says something, is able also to do what? To perform what he says. A lot of people come to God based on what some other people said, ideas of men, or different things. They'll tell you, pray, hold your head. Then when you hold your head, say, all the don't go go me. You know, the way they form the thing. You say, Kai.
And you to say, oh God, don't go me. Ti baba mi ja to fi ku. Tawon ta to ti gbe we mi na. God will just say, oh, when will you understand? Amen. Who can curse God's son? Who can curse God's daughter? Where did the curse come from? Is God cursed? Who is your father? Amen. Amen. Hey. Is God cursed? So when you come based on his word, because the word of God is not just a religious text. What did I say? It's not. The word of the king of any land is law. What did I say? Am I the one thinking like that? Or that is? This is a law in the spirit realm. That's why when somebody is reciting incantation and you are reciting scriptures, Emi ma teriba fun emi. Praise the Lord. Why? Because the person that is talking is summoning some spiritual forces and powers, okay, that are in rebellion and are inferior to your own father and his kingdom. So when you come to God and say, Baba, your word is saying, call unto me and I'll answer you and I'll show you great and mighty things which you don't know. Lord, this brother has come to me, said he wants to marry me. Lord, show me his life. Is he the man? Baba will just download. It will be like Google. Baba will just download. Because it is his word. And he will be faithful to himself. Even if you don't believe him. He will do what? He will be faithful to who? Himself. Because he is eternally faithful. And truthful. So don't come based on circumstances. Oh God. If only I didn't fail, German, I beg you. I beg you. What is that? What's that one? Amen. What is that? You come based on his word. You are coming based on your rights. Amen. When you come based on his word. You are coming based on what? Every father wishes that his child will say, I tell you, you said that you buy me, Abby. You say that, challenging your integrity and your ability to provide. And the very root of what makes you a man. So I say, say, be I'm the one that told you, I will buy it for you. Say, then that runs away. Then you have to, come on, to run. We are in the bus, we're like, I'd better quickly just buy this thing. So come based on his word. Let me tell you, there's nothing that you lack and you are in need of. And when you ask, that will threaten the provisions of heaven. Nothing. What did I say? Nothing. And you can come over all issues of life. In Deuteronomy chapter 4 and verse 7, the Bible says, which nation is there that is so great, that has God so near to it, like the Lord our God is in all the things that we call upon him for? In how many things? All the things that we call upon him for. He was telling you earlier that you think Baba doesn't understand physics, Abby, or mathematics. For the very hair on your head, they are numbered. You think he doesn't understand in English? Who divided the languages? Who confused the languages? He doesn't understand geography and geology. And his name is Peleg, for in his year the Lord divided the earth. Oceanography, who made all the seas? Are you getting it? Physics, molecules, and DNA, and all those, DNA is biology, but molecules. What the air is made of. Why is it some air will smell stale? Some air will tell some. Are those not physics components? I'm not in sciences. But I'm sure if a science based person like Pastor takes it up now, he will break it down for you, even from scriptures. But I'm not into sciences. Praise the Lord.
His understanding is infinite. Hey, why are you not praying? His understanding is what? Infinite. Endless mind. What question do you want to ask that Baba has to scratch his head before he answers you? There's none. Amen. So you come based on his word over all issues of life. Whether it's your health or education or finance or skill acquisition. Eh? Whatever. Guy, the best thing that happened to me is God. Not even access to him. I used to thank him that he is God. I used to thank him. God, thank you that you are the person that is God. I'm telling you. Because if you know where it took me from, I used to be a depressed fellow. But I'll sit down somewhere, I'll be pitying myself. I wish I'm dead. Amen. Over all issues of life. Bring it on. Is it a business? Is it what will I be tomorrow? Is it what? Bring it on. There's answer for everything. Because man is what now? Next to him. Can you imagine that? I want you to wrap your mind around that. I don't want to start talking about imposition and power yet. Just imagine that man is what to? Next to him. How am I that certain? Because the man, Jesus, our elder brother, is sitting now at God's right hand in heavenly places. Amen. Oh, you don't know that Jesus is our brother? You don't know? If you have the same father, what are you? Are you not siblings? Eh? You don't know. Do you know? Eh? So why am I asking? You are forming for me. Eh? Okay, you say you know. Has it dawned on you? See, you don't know now. Imagine that Obama is your brother and he can die for you. Will you even be? If you are here, God knows how many SSS people or secret service people that will be here with glasses and they'll be looking like this. You understand? Just because he likes you and before this brother met you, he died for you 2,000 years ago. And he's crazy about you. See how he pursued you. Didn't he pursue you? Are you getting it now? Man is next to God. Above all the angels, all the cherubims, all the seraphims, all the things that the only way the Bible can describe them is living creatures. Amen. All of them. And we now have a representative in the very throne room, our own elder brother, who became a man so that he can experience the feelings of our infirmity when we are hungry and weak and weakened. And at every point was tested as we are, except that he did not sin. Who took upon himself our shame and the guilt of our sin, and he died on our behalf on the cross, and he rose for our justification. So we have access in the throne room. Man is next to God through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary. Praise the Lord. We are now next to God. How? In what? Position. Please, what is God's position? Supreme being. Please, who is the vice supreme being? It's you. You said Jesus. Is that what he said? Jesus is a person of the... He is a member of the Godhead. So God is God. Whether God the Father, whether the Son, or whether the Spirit, you cannot be pranking them. Mm-mm. That's already God. And next to God is who? Man! But Abraham, what are you talking about? He said, even before he made us, let us make man in our own image and after our likeness, let them have
dominion over all the fishes of the sea, birds of the air, and over all the creeping things that creep upon the earth. Then in Psalm 8, he said, what is man that you are mindful of him? He said, for you have made him to be over what? All the works of your hands. And in Hebrews 2, verse 8, he now said, and when he said he has put all things under the feet of man, it is certain that nothing is accepted or exempted that was not put under man. But now, we don't yet see all things under him. All the angels, all the devils. That's why the Bible says, all things, they are yours. That's why. All things are yours. All things are what? They are yours. Sir? The man is now begging, it's your own. And you are still there. Say, Baba, favor. Telephone call of favor this week. You that can walk to the throne room. You that has the keys of the kingdom. Telephone call from who? From what? Who wants to call you? Who shouldn't be calling you for your own favor so that you can connect them with your Baba? I wish I can go on, but our teacher or the administrator of the school has given me just up till 15 to 3, and I want to keep to time. When you understand prayer in this light, I'm telling you, look at it. See what he wrote. It's your brother. That's where you can find the scripture. The word of the king is law. This is where you find the scripture. Advocate in heaven. Somebody that you have a voice. When you kneel down to pray, somebody else is in heaven saying, God, Baba, see, you see, my younger brother, David, he's saying this and that. And you know, the last time I talked to you, you said you wanted to watch his progress a bit. For my sake, answer him. And that's all God needs to hear. It's not you. It's not what you have done. That's what it means that you come in the name of who? Jesus. Come. When I come in the name of Jesus, what it means is this. This is Jesus. I'm hiding at his back. If I hide at his back, everything gets done. I don't come based on who I am or what I've done or what I've not done. But I come based on what Christ has done. And if I can put my faith in that, and you know, if I say I believe in Jesus, then whatever he commands, I will do what? I will do. Now, will I be living in sin? And say, the sacrifice of Jesus? No. But I won't come on my own merit. And start saying, yes, you know, Lord, I have preached to, who have you preached to? Were you not supposed to preach? Praise the Lord. You are sitting with Jesus, the scriptures. You are loved equally with Jesus, and all things are yours. I want us to stand up to pray. Don't worry, when we come back the next time, there will be more on this. But if this little one I've told you, if you go to work on it, it's enough. Don't just load yourself with knowledge that it's too high and all that. That's why I simplified it and just explained that definition. There are deeper topics on their own, but it's enough like this. I want you to pray, particularly about this understanding of prayer. That, Lord, bring me to the depth of this understanding. Help me to rise up and measure up. Help me to rise up and measure up in the place of prayer. Help me to take my place as your daughter. Help me to take my place as your son. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Help me to measure up. Help me to stand in my place. Ignorance has displaced me for too long. Help me to stand in my place. When you say my father, he hears in heaven. Network does not fail there. You have a direct access. Says, let us come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help us in every time of need. Every time of need. Every time of need. Need that is coming, help that is coming, just when you need it. Just when you need it. Tell him, Lord, help me. I want to be a praying Christian. I want to be a prayer. I want to be someone that prays. I want to be someone that communicates with God. Because it's possible. That's why Jesus died. That's why the veil in the temple was torn into two. So that I can have access. I don't have to come behind any human being again. There's only one mediator between God and man, and it's the man, Jesus Christ. I can come based on the sacrifice of Jesus. I can come because he has paid the price for me. Nothing is stopping me except I don't want to come. But Lord, I want to come because all I have, all I need is in you. Hey, all I need is in you. All I will ever need is in you. It's all in your hands. So why won't I come? The devil would, he will be dissuading me from coming because he knows that he's powerless once I can connect. He knows once I can connect, he's powerless. Lord, help me that from today, I will no longer be disconnected. But bring me to the depth of the understanding of this introduction to prayer. That I'm communicating with God, my Father, who loves me so much. He sent my other brother, Jesus, to come and die for me. And Jesus, he loved me so much, he didn't count it anything to drop his life so that I would be saved. Me, wretched me that was on his way to hell. Me, wretched me that was hopeless. So much mistakes that should have never been forgiven. But he wiped it all away by his blood. And I can come based on his word. Because his word is true. And the word of a king is law. I can come based on his word. And when I come based on what he has said, and upon the sacrifice of Jesus, I am heard. Because this is the confidence that we have in him. If we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he heareth us, then we know that we have received the petition that we have received of him. And I can come over all issues. I can't say, hey, well, if only God can help me about this one. No, there's nothing like that. I can come based on all issues. Hey, God, my spiritual life is going down. No, I can come. Hey, God, I'm not eating well enough. I can come. Oh, God, I'm eating too much. I can come. Oh, God, what about my health? I can come. Oh, God, my education. I can come. Great Jesus. He says, let us come. Let us draw closer. In full assurance of faith. Having been sprinkled on by the blood of Jesus, and my hands have been washed by pure water. Pure water. And I can do all this because I'm next to him. What did I pay to have a royal heritage? What did I pay? I didn't pay anything. I didn't pay anything. I didn't pay anything. But now I'm next to him in position. And now I'm next to him in power. Now I'm next to him in position. Now I'm next to him in power. And in all eternity, he has provided for me a kingdom, a mansion, and a crown to rule in his stead. Oh, what a gracious Savior. Oh, what a wonderful God. The only wise God, the only living God, the eternal King. The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, my Father who loves me.
This is my desire, to honor you, Lord, with all my heart, I worship you. All that is within me, I give you praise. It's all that I adore is in you. Lord, I give you my heart, I give you my soul, I live for you alone, every breath that I take, every moment I'm awake. Lord, have your way.
Lord, I give you my heart, I give you my soul, I live
for you alone, every breath that I take, the moment I'm awake, have your way.
With this understanding about prayer, I'm going to give you a few minutes to talk to God about personal issues, things that you've heard, things that you are trusting God for spiritually, and things that you have heard here, places in spiritual level that you want to attain. Just go ahead and talk to Him now. Go ahead and talk to Him now. You can sit down, you can stand up, you can kneel down, anyhow you want to do it. Just like a little time alone with God. If where you are standing is not convenient, you can move around. Just do it with God. Begin to bring your prayer to a close. Now, in Jesus' name, we are praying. We are going to sing a song. While Abraham was teaching, he said something. He said, "God feels good when we talk to Him." Just like if there's anyone that has ever been with somebody that he or she loves, you know, when you like, we enjoy when that person talks to you or you call the person on the phone, you don't want it to stop. I was reading my Bible one day and I saw the Bible, Moses talking to God face to face, and I said, "Kai, what level of communion is this?" And I said to God, "Lord, please take me there. That I won't be speaking from afar. That I will be close in communion." And I want us to sing this song. And a place of prayer. That it won't just look like empty talk, but you feel His presence. it won't be hard or difficult for you to assist. You won't spend too much time before you connect. You are hearing and speaking and saying it back to you. You are telling him and he's responding. He said something before he started. Prayer is not a monologue. It's a dialogue. Oh, you are joy. Wage me so came. Oh, you are joy. Wage me so came. Be me lo si o. Be me lo si. Ibigiga. Lord, I want my prayer level to change. Be me. I want a higher level in prayer. Ibigiga. Holy Wire. Wagbe me so ke. Holy Wajo. Holy Wajo. Wagbe me so ke. You know how it feels when you say and he's speaking back to you. When you are saying it to him and you are already hearing him responding. That will always want you to go to the place of prayer. Do you know why it's hard for you to pray? Because you are always feeling you are the only one talking. How close do you want to be? How high do you want to go? Say it to him now. Lay the box. Lord, help me to walk in this level. Lord, help me. Lord, change my prayer life. Change my prayer life, oh God. Bring me, call me up, oh God. Take me higher. Take me higher. Makari de Bosa. Lord, take me higher. Take me higher, oh God. Bid me to come up, oh God. Oh God. Father, we thank you. Lord, we give you praise. Oh, we give you praise. Thank you for what you're doing now. Thank you for calling us up. Thank you for changing our prayer lives. We know it will not remain the same. It will not be hard for us to pray again. In Jesus' name we are prayed. Father, we bless your holy name, for it is you. Lord, we give you praise that what you are not interested in doing, you will not ask us to talk about them. This that you've confronted us with on the issue of prayer, we know that your grace is available in the whole to take us to where you want us to be, in the place of prayer.
Having listened to the undiluted word of God, we implore you to respond to this message prayerfully. Remember, it is what you do with what you hear that brings about transformation. For further inquiries or counsel, or for more information on our discipleship labors, please contact us on
080-8133-8536,
080-745-8177, 081-409-9123-1, or visit our blogspot at www.reformationplatform.com. When it's all been said and done, there is just one thing that matters. Did I do my best to live for truth? Did I live my life